Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Rwanda, 20 years of gorilla conservation efforts. When the Rwandan government officially designated mountain gorillas by name, it underscored the significance of each gorilla to the nation and emphasized the necessity of safeguarding both the gorillas and their environment. Rwanda is commemorating 20 years of significant progress in gorilla conservation, having achieved remarkable results through ambitious initiatives aimed at increasing the mountain gorilla population with the involvement of the community. General Patrick Nyamvumba, Rwanda's High Commissioner to Tanzania, stated that while conservation is a global effort, its effectiveness relies on small yet impactful actions taken within local communities. These actions, though not always grand in scale, are deeply rooted in cultural traditions that have been preserved over generations. He highlighted Rwanda's Kwita Izina, a gorilla naming ceremony, as a prime example of how local customs can transform into vital conservation practices. "I have come to learn specific lessons or observations about conservation in Tanzania that resonate deeply with Rwanda's own experiences. Tanzania and Rwanda have specific conservation practices or principles in common, underscoring our mutual commitment to preserving our natural heritage," he added. General Nyamvumba, in recounting Rwanda's history, highlighted that the consequences of the 1994 genocide against the Tutsi presented significant challenges that affected the population, as well as the country's natural environments and wildlife. Among the species that suffered greatly were the mountain gorillas, which were then on the verge of extinction. As Rwanda began its journey of national reconstruction following profound human tragedy, the newly established government acknowledged the essential role of safeguarding its natural heritage in the broader recovery strategy. This recognition led to the establishment of Kwita Izina in 2005, a ceremony inspired by a long-standing tradition in which Rwandan families convene to name newborns 8 days after their birth. Rwanda chose to adapt this ceremony for its cherished mountain gorillas, aiming to enhance their conservation and protection efforts. The event transcended a mere naming ritual; it served as a communal celebration to welcome the child into society. When the Rwandan government officially designated mountain gorillas by name, it underscored the significance of each gorilla to the nation and emphasized the necessity of safeguarding both the gorillas and their environment. Today, Kwita Izina has transformed into an international event that attracts conservationists, celebrities, and policymakers from across the globe to honor Rwanda's commitment to biodiversity preservation. This year marks the 20th anniversary of Kwita Izina, with the enduring motto, "Conservation is life." The ceremony also underscores the contributions of local communities, conservationists, and park rangers who are at the forefront of conservation efforts. These dedicated individuals risk their lives to protect Rwanda's mountain gorillas, and Kwita Izina serves to acknowledge their crucial contributions. Kwita Izina provides a platform for public education and fosters support for the resources necessary for these guardians to carry out their vital work effectively. Conservation researchers supply critical data to inform policies aimed at wildlife protection, park rangers ensure the safety of both the gorillas and visiting tourists, and local communities play an essential role in maintaining the biodiversity that defines their region. Numerous initiatives in this domain are supported by international investors and donors, and Kwita Izina serves to honor their dedication to conservation efforts. Kwita Izina has significantly influenced the conservation of gorillas. The mountain gorilla population, which was classified as endangered in the 1980s with fewer than 250 individuals, has seen a remarkable recovery. By 2010, the population had increased to 480, and by 2016, it reached 604, all due to committed conservation initiatives. This notable resurgence has resulted in the mountain gorilla being removed from the critically endangered species list. Rwanda is pursuing ambitious plans to reinforce its commitment to conservation. The government has initiated an exciting project aimed at restoring and expanding Volcanoes National Park, which will not only continue to safeguard the gorillas residing there but also create additional habitats for other species to flourish. The success of this project relies on global collaboration, and Rwanda is actively seeking support from around the world to bring this vision to fruition. as we celebrate two decades of successful conservation through Quita Azina on October 18, our call to action is clear: the global community must support African wildlife conservation. Rwanda has demonstrated through this humble, yet powerful ceremony that our wildlife is our family, General Nyamvumba said. By supporting such initiatives, we contribute to a global movement that values biodiversity as a cornerstone of our environmental, social, and economic well-being. We invite the world to draw inspiration from Quita Azina to adopt and adapt Rwanda's blueprint for local contexts, he said. Whether through supporting global conservation efforts, engaging in community-based activities, or simply educating others about the importance of biodiversity, each of us has a role to play, he noted. The future of our planet depends on these collective actions. Let's embrace the spirit of Quita Azina and commit to a world where both nature and humanity can prosper together, concluded the Rwanda High Commissioner to Tanzania. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.